much going on today. So much going on. What is, how is the fourth, Ireland? What do you do?
Good. Not a lot.
No?
Yeah. Can I tell this story? Yeah, why?
Sure, tell it.
Lisa.
Once you say, can I tell this story, it means you have to tell the story.
Really, it's not my story. It's Lisa's story.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. She got a bad facial. She gets a lot of facials.
Okay.
She had a negative reaction.
Like what happened?
Her face, she looked like the Elephant Man for about three
days. No, it can't be that bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, it was that bad.
Wow.
Yeah, and so she was grounded for the actual day before the 4th and the 4th. So I got to do whatever I wanted, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Lynch, what did you do? Did you go out? You party? What'd you do?
I didn't do a whole lot this weekend.
Oh, jeez. Do we have nobody that did anything?
Well, I had to stay home with my dog because he was freaking out over the fireworks, and I didn't want to, like, leave him all alone, like, crying, huddled in a corner. So I just stay home and you know, keep an eye on him.
Babysit your dog, yeah. Jorge, what about you? Now, you had to have the wild 4th of July, right?
Not wild, but, I mean, I did take out the Harley for a little bit.
Nice.
And then we took off to my brother's on 4th of July, his house.
Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Of course, it was Sophie's quinceañera this weekend.
You didn't really go through with that, did
no
you?
No way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he did. Didn't you guys see his Instagram where he posted the quote-unquote cake?
I'd never go on Instagram.
She got a cake. Well, I tweeted it today. She got a cake for her quinceañera. It was made of all beef for her 15th birthday. It says, so, 15. She absolutely had a quinceañera. Hey, yeah. Dogs only turn 15 once. You know what I'm saying?
Most dogs don't actually make it to 15.
It's a miracle. And you know what? She is, the way I know she's doing good, she wants food. She wants food all
there
the time.
Go.
She wants beef. She wants whatever she can get her snout around. That's what she wants. her quinceañera. Yeah. You should
giving
have seen the dress.
Giving a quinceañera to a dog is asinine.
The dress was beautiful.
I got to see a picture
of dogs. Putting dogs in human clothing is animal cruelty.
She looked lovely, and the father-daughter dance was fantastic.
Yeah, that's just it. Oh, my God, stop.
This is what I love. There has been so much feedback to Lindsay and the bridesmaid's dress.
Might have
that
been
she
my
refuses.
Favorite segment of the entire year.
A lot of people comparing it to the. Remember the soundboard segment that we did that one year during Lakers free agency where we had Slow Roy.
Yeah.
Bad at analytics. We had that. People are comparing it to that, which was a hilarious bit. Now, the ESPN Twitter account has tweeted out, they've nicknamed Lindsay the Bridesmaidzilla.
This is not about you.
Yeah, this is not about you. Now, okay, so a little background if you weren't with us. Lindsay announced that she had an ethical dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
She said that her brother's wedding is coming up. She likes the woman that her brother is marrying, her future sister-in-law.
Brittany.
But she does not like the dresses, the bridesmaids' dresses.
Wait, it's not that I don't like the dress. It does not fit me properly.
This is not a bias.
I just want to point that out.
Okay.
It's a big difference.
That's Olivia,
I don't think
by the way, who keeps chiming
any
in.
Difference. But anyway, so Lindsay asked our advice saying, hey, what do you guys think of after the ceremony and after we've taken pictures and everything, that I change out of the bridesmaid's dress into something more comfortable? And as someone who's been married for 20 years, I told her that was maybe the worst idea I had ever heard her come up with. Mason thought it was no big deal.
I completely supported her. I mean, you want to feel comfortable when you're out dancing.
We went
and stuff.
To the phones. The first two callers were women. One supported Lindsay, one didn't. And then, like, the next 20 calls were men, all calling Lindsay selfish, telling her it's not about her. It got so out of hand that we actually called Lindsay's brother.
Steven,
the guy who is getting married.
To Brittany.
And we threw it to Steven and said, you know, what do you think? And Steven said that he didn't think Lindsay should do it because, among several reasons, but he thought it was tacky.
She also said,
wait. His first thing he said was, I don't see the necessity because by then there will only be like an hour or two left in the reception.
Which I thought was an excellent point.
It's basically 80% of the wedding by the time you get uncomfortable. And you got to wear the for pictures and all that stuff.
Right. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, Lindsay. So at the end, though, I think that you finally, because you didn't want to make your brother mad and you didn't want to cause a scene. You relented, right? You decided as of Friday, now things may have changed, but as of Friday, you were going to give up the idea of changing out of the bridesmaid's dress. Now, has something changed?
Yes. Do you want me to divulge that information now, or do you want
me to hang on to it a little bit?
If
there's an update, the people want to know.
America demands to know.
I don't know. I feel like this is something we can...
Well, we can continue to mention it throughout the show, but what the hell happened? Well, first of all, you texted me, or texted all of us over the weekend, hey, I got an update on the dress. And my first fear was that Brittany somehow went back and listened to the podcast and heard the whole thing, and that you were in trouble. But you say that's not it?
No, I mean, if she did, I don't think it'd be the end of the world because she knows it's radio and that's my job, whatever.
Nothing serious here at all.
I will say my older sister seemed to be offended by the idea that I insinuated that my family of women are not all tall, skinny stick figures. She seemed to be a little bit offended by that, but
that's factual, is it not?
Right. I was going to say it's not like I'm telling. I was not disparaging in any ways. I think.
Well, that was part. That was kind of the heart of your argument, that these dresses do not look. They may look
just
good
not flattering to you
on the other girls in the wedding who were taller and skinnier than some of you and your sisters, and you guys are shorter and more petite
and curvier.
And you thought that the dresses were not form flattering. Is that accurate?
Correct. At least the one that I have, because we all have like a different variation of the dress. So my update is, so basically, and you know, people are tweeting at me saying like, go to the tailor. Like, come on guys, you think I'm an idiot and I didn't already do that? Let's be serious.
Hey, before
so you already
update,
took the silver garbage bag to the tailor.
The silver garbage bag.
To see if he could do something with it.
Well, most of the time, bridesmaids have, like, you order, in most cases, you order, like, a stock size, and then you go to the alterations place, and they fit it, you know, because some people have, like, really high shoes, some people, not everyone fits in them the same.
I don't know why I love this bit so much, but it just makes me laugh.
So anyway, you take it to get it altered, and with mine, I need to add fabric in some areas and remove fabric from other areas.
Right.
And it turns out that the company that we ordered the bridesmaid dresses from is no longer in business. So,
what? Wait a minute. The dresses are out?
Well,
no more silver garbage bags?
Right. So the company that made the dresses, they're gone, finito. Like, you can't order a new one. You can't even order fabric, whatever.
But wait, didn't you guys already have them?
Yes, but me needing to order more fabric or maybe order a different dress, I reached out to Brittany because I told my sisters, I was like, well, what I could do is I could order something that looks exactly like it and get it dyed the exact color, but that's kind of a lot. So I asked Brittany what I should do. I explained to her how, you know, I'm having some trouble getting this dress to fit me properly.
Okay.
And she said, well, that's, you know, there's another girl that's having the exact same issue. So, and since they're out of business, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys a couple options for a different dress. And I'll just put you guys in the same color. So that way everyone's happy. And she said, I want you to be comfortable. And I said, I just don't want to show up looking like, you know, Nicki Minaj, like spilling out of this dress, like embarrassing her.
Megan Thee Stallion came to my
I don't. The other thing is, I don't want people looking at me like, "Oh, that is not. That does not properly fit her." Instead of looking at the beautiful bride, I don't want to embarrass
her. All right. So the dress you were worried about is now out.
It seems that way. Yes.
Boy, I'll tell you what, this Brittany.
That
is
a major development.
Phenomenal human being to allow you to change the entire wedding. A couple of months early.
Here's my read on what happened.
Okay.
I think it got back to Brittany.
No doubt.
We all talked about on Friday.
Yep.
And that she then thought, well, I don't want Lindsay to be miserable. I'm going to come up with a solution. And I think she gets major kudos for this solution.
She really does.
I would agree with that, but I know that my brother did not tell her.
Did she know? Where did it come from? Why did she all
No, Lindsay
that?
Called her and told her.
I texted her and explained the situation to her because, again, like I was trying to get it fitted to fit me properly. And I said, I don't want to look like, you know, trashy or come out looking all gross and spilling out of this thing and embarrassing you. And she said, oh, my gosh, well, there's someone else that's having a similar issue. And since they went out of business, I'll just pick out a couple of new options for you guys. And you can just wear the same color.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
All right. That's great.
You're
that's great
get
news.
Out of it.
Hey, Ireland, do you remember the beginning of the NBA season? Do you remember who I picked to go to the finals? I had Milwaukee and Phoenix. I saw this coming a mile away. Everybody. Yeah. And nobody else was on this, and I don't understand why.
You had Philadelphia and the Lakers.
Philadelphia and the Lakers. That is true. Like now you've jogged my memory.
Red-blooded Americans had either Philadelphia or Brooklyn. I had Brooklyn and the Lakers.
Yeah.
But it starts tonight. I'm going to watch. I'm an NBA fan. I mean, I think
we're carrying the games, right? We're carrying the games here on 710. NBA Finals, I'm pretty sure.
We normally do.
Check Corporate Greg's schedule. I'm pretty sure. By the way, Corporate Greg, enough of this. Corporate Greg sends out a
schedule like every 2 days.
And then he sends back and he retracts one schedule. He says, here's the real schedule. It's like, God.
I mean, I'm not like you. I'm not taking like 6 weeks off in the next schedule he's releasing. I'm taking one day off. And I looked at that he knows about. And I looked at the one day, and he's got me working, and so I just ignore his schedules the whole time now.
So he's got you working on the day you're not here?
On the one day I'm not working, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Those schedules come out like every 3 days.
Yeah. So anyway, NBA Finals, and I'm rooting for Phoenix. I'm rooting for Chris Paul. I think it's a great story. I hope he's the Finals MVP. Giannis, by the way, upgraded to questionable today.
Yeah,
still
sounds
no word.
Like he might play.
Sounds like he may give it a go. You know, in a weird way, They played so well without Giannis, and it seems like a limited Giannis could throw a wrench into the way that team was operating and the way they rolled. Do you think? I mean, they're obviously better with Giannis, but...
Right, but he is a ball stopper. When you throw Giannis the ball kind of stops. They move it around when he's not in there. I think they could... I mean, I think tonight, at least game one, is always in these things kind of a toss-up. But it's in Phoenix.
Although I heard the last 16 years, 15 times the home team has won game one.
I'm trying to remember the last time. I know Detroit beat the Lakers in game one in L.A.
Game one,
Philly
yeah.
beat the Lakers in game one in L.A. So it's not a lock that the home team's going to win.
Right. No, it's not a lock. It can be done. It can be done. I like Phoenix tonight. I like Phoenix and six, John. What about you?
I think I need to see what Giannis looks like, but if you want me to pick it now,
yes,
I would say Phoenix in five.
Yes. 17 experts from ESPN, all of our NBA team, picked the series. What do you think the winner is amongst them?
Probably what you said, Phoenix in six.
Yeah, it's basically Phoenix. Some people have Phoenix in seven. A couple people have Phoenix in five. But 14 of the 18 experts picked Phoenix to win the NBA title. And this is kind of an NBA Finals for hardcore fans and not necessarily for broader. I mean, I don't know. Is there enough of a tune-in factor with Milwaukee and Phoenix? To me, it's exciting, but to the average guy, I'm not sure that they're necessarily stopping the world.
I love the NBA, so I would watch a game between like any two NBA fans. But I think I think it'll be competitive. I think it'll be fun, and I hope people watch. I think there's a lot of compelling stories. Monty Williams, the coach of the Suns, has a great story. Obviously, Chris Paul is probably the best player never to make it to the finals. I think I read yesterday that there's not one guy with a ring on either team.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing.
That is amazing. So,
hey,
is
I'm changing subjects on you here.
Yeah, but, do it.
Do you remember on Friday when I said Dodger fans need to get it around their head that they may never see Trevor Bauer pitch for the Dodgers again?
Yes.
Have you and then you thought, wow, that's extreme, blah, blah, blah. Have you noticed that now it's not just me?
Oh,
there
yeah, no.
Other baseball people, and even Dave Roberts said over the weekend that he doesn't expect to see Trevor Bauer this week and doesn't know necessarily when he might see him.
Yeah.
I think depending on where this investigation leads, I don't know. Are you counting on seeing Trevor Bauer pitch again this year?
The question is, do you want to see him pitch for the Dodgers again
sure,
this year?
That's all
I've
part
heard,
of it.
I've heard from a bunch of Dodger fans on Twitter that they just don't want any part of Trevor Bauer anymore, that the allegations are so ugly. And he didn't exactly deny the allegations. He sort of said, yeah, there were two consensual things that were that were rough or whatever he said. There's going to be a long suspension that comes out of this.
I think so, too.
A long suspension.
Maybe season ending.
Aroldis Chapman got 30 games, a 30-game suspension.
Right.
So I think you're looking at least that. It reminds me a little bit of the Ben Roethlisberger case from back in the day. Remember, Roethlisberger had that thing that went on and didn't result in any charges but was ugly, and
right.
he ended up suspended for
– 6 games, I think.
6 games, yeah.
Which in NBA parlance – or NFL parlance is like a third of the season.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think, and I guess that's a fair question. 877-710-ESPN. Do you want Trevor Bauer to pitch again for the Dodgers? Do you want to see him again? There's one guy that doesn't, who's come out and talked about it over the weekend. We got that coming up next for you. Plus, hey, Thursday night, I'm showing an advanced screening of Marvel's Black Widow at the Regal Cinemas in West Covina. Your chance to win tickets all show long. We will give you opportunities multiple times. We're going to fill up the house for Thursday night at Regal Cinemas in West Covina. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
So there's the answer to that. Chris Morales says NBA Finals starting tonight at 5, Game 1 tonight, Game 2 Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah, both those games are in Phoenix. And Joseph from Pico Rivera is online. Mm. He says, Lindsay, he had a very similar situation with his sister at his wedding.
Mm.
Joseph, did your sister not want to wear the bridesmaid's dress?
Well, yeah. So it was kind of, they were good friends, like Lindsay likes her future sister-in-law.
Right.
And, she goes to the wedding and everybody's taking pictures and she has that. And next thing, we go to the reception. And she changes into some jeans and a shirt.
Okay, that's a little extreme.
And that is, right. I get that. But still, just the fact that whenever my wife looks at pictures, that memory comes back to her head.
Right. Well, that's what I told Lindsay, that Brittany, even though she would probably, because she sounds like a very nice person, even though she would never tell Lindsay to her face, I think she would remember it forever. And that's why Lindsay shouldn't do it. But it sounds like... They're going to resolve this and put Lindsay in a dress that she can wear for the whole night.
God bless Brittany. God bless Brittany.
It sounds like you got a win-win.
She's going to marry my brother.
She's a saint just for marrying your brother. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Joseph. All right. So, Mace, we were talking about Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
And let me say from the beginning that if it turns out that Trevor Bauer is innocent of these charges, I think he should pitch and should pitch for the Dodgers again.
You do.
I think if the investigation shows that according to Bauer, he says, now it's a very big he said, she said case.
Yep.
But according to Bauer, he says he has documentation that she not only approved of all this behavior, but encouraged it. She says there's just no way. She said that she was willing to try some things, but certainly did not subject herself to strangulation or being punched in the face or... some other things I can't even talk about on the radio.
Yeah, other things that are just brutal.
But this is all going to be investigated. But you brought up an interesting point. No matter who you believe, it's incredibly sordid. It's not something that you don't want the story around your team.
No.
And if that's the case, I think a lot of Dodger fans might say, you know what? Can I remember when Aroldis Chapman signed with the Dodgers? They had reached
a trade agreement, yeah.
And some journalists got wind of the fact that the Dodgers were about to sign him, and they immediately said, this is a guy who just went into a garage and fired a loaded gun into the ceiling, scaring the wife of his one-year-old who was holding the one-year-old in the garage. And they just didn't want that type of guy around the team, and the Dodgers relented.
And it's interesting.
They backed out of the deal.
He went to the Cubs and won a World Series.
Not only went to the Cubs and won a World Series, went to the Cubs and pitched against the Dodgers in the NLCS.
Yeah, right.
And was one of the reasons why the Dodgers were knocked out that year. Not the main reason or the only reason, but one of the reasons why. And so this time around, the Dodgers have signed Bauer. He's the highest paid player or highest paid pitcher in all of baseball. And he's being paid.
Yep.
At least this week.
For the moment, he's being paid. He's on administrative leave, I guess.
And the question the Dodgers have to answer is, can we bring him back and let him pitch, or will it blow up our chemistry and alienate our fan base? What do you think?
Dave Stewart, I just want to cite this. Dave Stewart will not attend the Dodgers 1981 World Series ceremony, celebrating the 81 World Series, which would be, what, 40 years?
Right.
Do I have that right? Yeah.
Yep.
Organization isn't what it was when we came through, Stewart says. The Dodgers organization that I grew up in under the O'Malley family would never stand for that. The Dodgers should have stepped into that situation, and they didn't. You've got to have character standards. I told them I can't show up for that. That's the question. Do the Dodgers have character standards? Now, I would argue that Trevor Bauer is going to be, this is going to follow him everywhere. If he were to pitch again for the Dodgers, I think this would be an ongoing story, an ongoing investigation. Doesn't sound like the Pasadena police have reached any conclusion in their investigation of the situation. And the real question is, if he were to be
exonerated.
Yeah. Would you want him pitching for the Dodgers again?
Let's go to the phones. Nick in Irvine is online. Hey, Nick, are you a Dodger fan?
I was at the Gibson game. I was raised on Garvey's Day.
Wow. All right, so that's a solid yes, right? You're a Dodger fan?
Yeah, big
All right,
Dodger
do you
fan.
Want? Do you want – now, Bauer's a good pitcher. He's been effective this year. His one loss record isn't great, but his ERA is he leads the National League in strikeouts. Do you, as a Dodger fan, want to see him pitch again for the Dodgers this year?
Yes, because I want the Dodgers to do well. But my point is this. He already showed his hand when he stepped out of line calling out his teammates. He's not the Dodger leader. He doesn't pitch like a Dodger pitcher. You know, we're not a bat flipping, you know, let's make a parade out of it like Tatis every time he hits a home run. These are boys who have hit home runs in the World Series. These are guys who have won the World Series. They act like it. And we have a long history of guys who play the game the right way. And I'm not saying that bat flipping in the new way is, but this guy is the new way. He's, even if he's exonerated, that he gets off by beating up women is no surprise based on how he acts on the mound, et cetera. So if he could come back and not be himself, like going to France without having any French people there, it's just impossible. So I really actually would rather him not come back. I'd like to see him go bye-bye.
All right, thanks, man.
There you go.
Appreciate you calling in.
The weird thing, man, is that they've got him. He's got a player option for next year.
Right, but
and I don't know if the Dodgers
mind,
can
you hit
wriggle
on it earlier.
Out of that.
Well, you hit on it earlier. There's a suspension coming.
Yes.
I don't know for how long or how severe, but it's coming. There's just no there's no precedent not to suspend him for at least part of the season. So that's the next shoe to drop. Here's Andrew in Yorba Linda. Hey, Andrew, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, guys, I'm going to be real careful with how I say this, but my brother actually knows her attorney.
Okay.
There's a lot more to this that's not out there yet, and it's not looking great
for
Bauer.
So
and remember,
without divulging any confidence, Andrew.
Yes. I don't know anything. That's just what I was told was this is not going to end well.
That seems that if you – and thank you, Andrew, for the phone call. It seems like Dave Roberts – thinks that this is not a short-term fix.
No.
When he was asked about it yesterday, he was like, I know he's eligible to come off Friday, but I don't expect to see him then.
Well, and you know, and that's, I think, if you go back to the Roberts press conference about this, I think that's where the Dodgers organization had a chance to step up and do something. Like, couldn't the Dodgers say, you know what, Trevor's not going to pitch again until this clears up?
Yeah, of course they could.
And they didn't.
What the Dodgers were not allowed to do by rule is discipline Trevor Bauer. The discipline has to come from the league. That's in the collective bargaining agreement. But what they could say is exactly what you just said. Hey, look, we understand the seriousness of these accusations. Trevor is going to be paid. He's on leave. And until this gets resolved, we're just going to let him work it out. We're going to let him focus on getting himself and this legal situation resolved.
Yeah.
And they could have announced from day one that they weren't going to pitch him. But it was kind of uncharted waters. They didn't know really what to say or what to do, which is why Dave Roberts, at least that very first day, said, as of now, he's pitching on Sunday. But, you know, that.
But I think they could have handled it better right there at that moment. Sure. I think that's where the organization makes a statement. That's where Stan Kasten makes a statement and says, you know what, Trevor is involved in a legal situation. We're not going to do anything until we can investigate it, until the police can investigate it, until Major League Baseball investigate it. We're going to skip his turn in the rotation.
Let's get Robert in Long Beach in here. Hey, Robert, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, Robert.
Robert going once.
Charlie.
Nope. Hey, there you are.
Hey, there he is. Guys. Hey, Robert, speak up.
Hey, how are you guys today? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I want to hear as much details as there are regarding this thing, but I'm getting a little tired of this whole guilty until proven innocent thing. You know, someone asks for something to be rough, it's then rough, and then you get to go after a multimillionaire for what we know is going to eventually be a settlement out of court. I'm very, very skeptical. In any other situation, someone's got to be able to do their job until proven guilty. Otherwise, let the man pitch, in my opinion.
Well, I understand your point that, you know, it is, you know, the standard in this country is innocent until proven guilty. But there are situations, Robert, where the charges, the accusations are so serious that they supersede letting a guy play baseball. You know, and this may be one of those cases. Major League, that's the whole reason Major League Baseball has the commissioner's list.
Yeah.
When, you know, the commissioner's list doesn't
require a guilty
Bauer
verdict.
And it doesn't assume Bauer is guilty of anything. He's still being paid. It just buys him a week. Now, the interesting thing, Mace, will be, and we'll get the answer over the next few days, his commissioner's list thing started last Friday.
Yes.
So by this Friday, they've got to tell us what comes next.
Yeah, they're going to have to make a big decision, a big decision. All right, coming up next for you, we'll continue this. We'll do some of this. We'll also talk about the Wheel of Questions, which I never know what is going to come up on the Wheel of Questions.
Are you guys ready for Jeopardy?
Ready for Jeopardy, 2 o'clock today. Jeopardy, me versus Lindsay. Lindsay, how are you feeling about it?
I feel pretty good, I guess. I feel like, you know, you're probably a little bit better at the actual Jeopardy than me, but since I you know, since you are way smarter than me, as you claim to be.
Yeah, Lindsay, hubris comes before the fall.
Oh, no fall right. Here. No right. Fall here.
So here's what I'll tell you guys.
Yep.
In anticipation, okay, these are all actual Jeopardy questions.
Okay.
Questions that appeared on the show.
Got it.
And I have chosen 4 categories specifically tailored to the two of you.
Oh,
okay?
Interesting.
So I think you will get most of these. One of you is going to get most of these questions right. It's who's going to be quickest on the draw and who can come up with the kind of obscure stuff that happens. So that's
excellent.
Coming up in 30 minutes.
Yep, 30 minutes from right now. All right, Wheel of Questions is next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, what is going on? It's Monday. No, it's Tuesday. That's right. It's a short week,
yeah,
everybody.
It feels like Monday.
It does feel like a Monday. So it's time to spin the Wheel of Questions, and it is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. Got a car that's just sitting around not being used? Bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All right, Jorge, you ready to spin the wheel? And it's there. Okay. Would you be willing to have horrible nightmares every night for a year if you would be rewarded with extraordinary wealth? Would you be willing to have horrible nightmares for a year if you could be rewarded with extraordinary wealth?
Define extraordinary wealth. Am I like Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, let's say extraordinary wealth sounds like $1 billion. Let's say it's $1 billion.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. Nightmares
every day. $1 billion? Who's going to say no to that?
Tungus!
Okay, let's say $1 million. Let's say $1 million. Tungus!
Nah, $1 million, I'm out.
Oh, God, $1 million is so much money.
Yeah, $1 million, I'm out. But
$1 million
but
is
$1 billion,
walk away from everything money.
You start doing $1 billion, I'm now you got me. Now I'm in.
Terrible nightmares are awful. The idea of them coming up on a nightly basis is kind of scary. But for $1 million, I'm in.
For how long, though? For how long?
1 year.
A million? No.
1 year of horrible nightmares that scare the living hell out of you.
So 365 nightmares for $1 million.
I have nightmares almost every night anyway, so
do
I
you?
Would definitely do it. Oh, yeah.
Like, what's your common
all the
nightmare?
Time.
What's your common nightmare?
Do you always remember them?
Yeah, I usually remember them.
What's the most common one?
The most common one is a combination of when I'm getting chased around my neighborhood that I grew up in by the Bushwhackers, the wrestlers. Mm-hmm. You know, they had like those big giant shears, like the trimming shears. And then also then it turns into I'm in this room where it's like a giant trampoline instead of a floor. And it's really, really tall. And Andre the Giant is in there with me. And he almost squishes me. I have to be really careful that he doesn't land on top of me and squish me.
Interesting.
I've had those since I was little. Mace,
I don't have them so much anymore, but the nightmares I used to have were, number one, for some reason, and I'm sure like you could go to a psychologist and they could tell you what these all actually mean.
Yes.
But I would float down a dark hallway uncontrollably, like couldn't stop.
Okay.
And then I'd wake up. And then the other one that I had, I would say until I was at least 30, was I overslept for a final and I couldn't get there. You know, like I...
Right, right. You're late for a final?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one means... I think dream experts, that means something. Jorge, do you have any recurring dreams?
No, just one where I'm like running, but I'm running super, super fast, but I'm not moving. Like I'm barely even moving.
Oh, you're running in place?
Yeah, like I can't go anywhere.
Oh, that's...
I often have one where I'm supposed to be running the board. And because I used to run the board at my first job in radio, and like I mess something up, or like I go to the bathroom and I come back and like I forgot to hit the right button, and I'm like hurrying up and trying to get it back into automation, and I screwed something up, and we're live on the air and it's dead air. I have that one all the time.
Yeah, mine goes back to New York when I was working at WNEW, and Judy Gold, the comic, was on the show one time, and she dropped an F-bomb. And then she dropped a second F-bomb, and I had to go to break. But in my nightmare, she drops a series of F-bombs that cannot be stopped. So Judy Gold, who's a friend of mine, shows up in my nightmares dropping F-bombs on the show. I one time did an interview with Chris Penn, Sean Penn's brother, who I think has passed away.
He did, yeah. Died young.
He used the F-word about 20 times in an interview I did when I was on The Snyder Show, and I had no control over it. Stations all over the place.
On regular live radio?
Regular live radio. Dropped 20 F-bombs. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? I kept saying, dude, you're on the radio. This is live. And finally, I had to boot him out of the studio because he was completely out of control. But I get so nervous about that. People calling in and dropping F-bombs, or guests dropping F-bombs, because I know it all comes back to me being responsible and getting in trouble for it. And as Jorge likes to say, what's your expression, Jorge?
When in doubt, leave it out.
When in doubt, leave it out. Exactly. When in doubt, leave it out. So that's my recurring nightmare. Yeah, and I would definitely do it for $1 million. I mean, I've not forgotten the value of $1 million. And it doesn't sound like taxes are involved. It sounds like you just get $1 million cash.
Steve, taxes are always involved.
You think they'll get a piece of that no matter what?
Two things that are always involved. Death and taxes.
And taxes, exactly. All right, coming up next for you. Let's see. Oh, John, something happened 27 years ago today that changed our lives.
Really?
You will acknowledge right away, changed my life.
Okay.
That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, don't forget, coming up for you in 20 minutes, me versus Lindsay in Jeopardy, the long-awaited battle to find out who is the smartest person on the show. John, 27 years ago today, some company was founded that has changed our lives forever. It's Amazon.
No kidding.
Yeah, Amazon.
Because what I remember about Amazon is it just used to be about books.
Yeah, he started as a bookshop in his garage. He was a hedge fund manager. And one day he said, you know, I think this online book thing is going to work. So there's a picture actually of his garage where he started this thing. And he is now worth just a staggering amount of money.
Oh, over $200 billion. Matter of fact, I saw a stat today that he could buy every team in the NBA, every team in Major League Baseball, and every team in the NHL, and still have money left over. That's how much money Jeff Bezos has.
His GDP is bigger than most countries in the world. Like, he could buy Hungary if he wanted to. He could buy the Ukraine if he wanted to. He makes more money every second than the average American earns in a week. In a week.
Isn't today his last day? Like, isn't he done today?
Friday, I think.
Yeah, he's officially stepped down as the managing director, CEO, whatever. He's turning it over to somebody else. It's pretty much on autopilot at this point. I mean, can any of us live without Amazon Prime?
Well, here's the other thing, that Amazon is going to come into our sports lives pretty quickly here. It's already working behind the scenes. I got a friend of mine who works for Amazon Sports. They've already brought rights to the Premier League.
Right,
they're going to get Sunday night or a Thursday night football for the NFL, and Mace, within 5 years, they're coming. They're going to get one of the major sports packages.
Wow!
They're going to get the NFL. They're going to get the NBA. They're going to get Major League Baseball.
I wonder why it didn't happen yet. I wonder why this last deal that they just cut didn't they just cut the NFL deal? I wonder why
Amazon. The rights are up again now.
Oh, the rights are up right now.
Didn't they just agree, though, on the Thursday night one? It's going to be streaming. I think they did.
On Amazon.
But also showing on NFL Network. I wonder if we're going to get to a point where it's exclusively streaming. Exclusively streaming. So no matter what, you've got to do that. I think that it's a company that has changed the world and changed the way we live every day. You know, I can't imagine not having Amazon Prime.
I think I get a delivery about every day. Maybe a couple of days a week I might not have something coming, but I think I get an Amazon package almost every day.
Yeah, it's amazing. Lindsay, how often do you use Amazon Prime?
I definitely get packages at least every day.
Yeah. Jorge, you?
Like twice a week, maybe.
Twice a week, yeah. I mean, it's allowed us to get the simple stuff without going to the store. It's the stuff that I go to the grocery store way less often now than I used to.
Yeah, I can't remember. I mean, I go there to get like fresh food, but that's it. Anything that can become in a package, I order from Amazon.
Yeah, they don't do the food necessarily well. I've used their grocery service. It didn't work for us. We didn't get the right stuff.
Besides Amazon Fresh, I just used it this weekend. They do Whole Foods. You could just go. It's just like Instacart, but exclusively with Whole Foods.
You know, I'll say this about Whole Foods. I think it's changed since Amazon bought them. I think the employees are less happy.
Well, here's one thing. If we're playing word association with Whole Foods, the first thing I would say would be, all right, say the one word that comes to mind on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Expensive.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Wow, that was exactly on the money.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
expensive.
It used to be what you thought of was, it's the clean living, good food,
fresh
food. Now
organic, natural.
But now they have organic all of those food options. At Ralph's. Yeah, they have all that stuff everywhere, so it's kind of like pushed Whole Foods out of the market, right?
Yeah, I just noticed that when I go to Trader Joe's, which is where I wind up going the most, the employees are all really happy. They ring a bell, they're all friendly, they all talk to you, they're all chatty. Whole Foods, I think the employees have gotten grumpy, and there are fewer of them. Don't you think Whole Foods employees, I mean, if you're
well,
a Whole Foods
employee. Well, the pandemic changed everything, too. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it just made everybody, it made them grumpy in the pandemic. I hope they pull out of it. But Trader Joe's, don't you notice Trader Joe's, everybody's happy? Everybody's carefree.
Hmm.
Everybody's got good benefits, I think. I think they take care of their employees. I think their employees have investment and ownership in what they're doing, not necessarily ownership shares, but ownership in what's happening at the store. I think Whole Foods has become just very, very grumpy. It's my take. Whole
okay.
Foods is grumpy. Now, I want to throw you. We were talking about organic and all that stuff.
Yep.
There's a new product. And it is a round hot dog. Have you heard about these?
No.
Okay. So a company called Restelli's says they've taken hot dogs and they formed them into a patty. And then they sell these things. Now, to me, a round hot dog is really just bologna. Or am I missing something?
You're not missing something. And hot dogs, why do we keep messing with hot dogs? All right. Hot dogs are fine the way they are. Why do we keep trying to like come up with like piling 90 other different condiments slash other foods slash changing the length of them, the width of them, the side, but just leave hot dogs the hell
yeah,
alone.
Yeah. Let's keep the original Dodger dog.
I mean, at this point, I'm fine with it.
I bought Farmer John hot dogs for the weekend in honor of Vin Scully and the Dodgers.
For the Those are the,
yeah, for the quinceañera, there were hot dogs, and there was a steak, yeah. And there was a beautiful dress for Sophie,
color.
And there was a father-daughter dance.
The frost dress too.
Is there video
a color dress?
Is there video of the father-daughter dance?
Yes, there is video of that.
All right,
there
I'd
is
like
video
to see that.
That. Yeah, it's a beautiful, touching.
Can
moment.
You post that?
Yeah, I will post that.
That's impressive. She's 15 and she can still dance.
She's got moves. She has got moves. I started a TikTok account, John.
Oh, no.
You're not a big TikTok guy.
No.
So I started a TikTok account at Venice Mace.
This is a bad idea.
I have no idea what to do. Like, what do I do on TikTok? I'm not going
to, same thing everybody else does. Nothing.
I'm not going to put funny cat pictures or do special
Thank
effects
God.
Or anything like that. Linz, are you on TikTok?
Yeah, but I don't post anything. I've never posted anything.
TikTok,
I just
John,
to...
by the way, is fun to just scroll through. There actually
it's
is
great.
Really funny stuff.
Mindless scrolling. And you can learn some stuff, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's good stuff on there. The other thing I was thinking, Jorge, this weekend, I was like, I was talking to Juan. And Juan's like, why doesn't Jorge get his own thing on the show? Like, Lindsay gets her thing. Why doesn't Jorge have a thing on the show?
Juan, it's because I'm taking calls. It's like a four-man, five-person, you know, crew out here, man.
Not
so more. You don't want a thing on the show?
Maybe with a little more help? Yeah, why not?
With help? Yeah, I think Jorge should have a thing.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Maybe we can get him an assistant.
Yeah, yeah, we'll think of something.
Yeah, we'll think of something. If you've got an idea for what Jorge can do on the show, go ahead and tweet us at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at L-A Ireland. I want to have, like, Jorge's Corner, but that's stupid. Jorge's Corner is dumb. Don't you think Jorge's Corner is terrible? Maybe it's so terrible that it's good. Let's go to Jorge's Corner. What do you have in the
that
corner?
That just sounds
today,
weird. Yeah,
it does sound weird, man. Come
weird.
On.
Yeah. Sure, you could come up with something better than that.
Yeah, how about Jorge's...
Pura Yesca!
Oh, no, that's my that's
No,
my
no,
corner.
That's for the corner. You know?
Oh, for the corner, yes. That's what I came up with over the weekend. I focus grouped that, and everybody liked Jorge's Corner. Yeah, no, but I'd like to have you do something because you're very – I get so much positive reaction to Jorge. Mm-hmm. John, don't you get a lot of, like, Jorge's the best, Jorge's the greatest, Jorge holds it all together. Everybody's all about Jorge when they talk to me about the show.
No, none of that. People don't like Jorge.
I can't believe that you'll admit that, Mace, that people would compliment someone other than you.
That's true.
Oh, no, look, I'm all about team.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Boss Man.
I'm all about
I'm the smartest person on the show. The show's about me. The world revolves around me. Yes. You love you some team?
Team. No. But I want everybody to shine. I think Radio Tinder Lindsay does a fantastic job. I think Lindsay's silver garbage bag dress for her brother's wedding was a fantastic bit.
Okay. This is not about you.
Yeah. Coming up next, it is about you. It is about you and Lindsay. So, Jorge, I'm going to read you the four categories that I've come up with, and then I want you to predict who you think will win, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right? So these are the four categories.
Mason. Oh, no, too early?
Yeah, just too early. But see, Lindsay, you got to jump. Get in there early. Mason will try and steal all these. All right, so the four categories are baseball grab bag, the great state of Ohio, movie trivia, and facts about dogs.
And these have all been
These
on
are
Jeopardy.
All questions. I have five questions from each category, so a total of 20 questions. And they've all been actual questions that were used on the show.
We will play.
I spent some time on this and went back and found like all questions that fit those categories.
We will play to the death. Coming up next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.